Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless. How's everyone this evening? I hope you all are well and doing good and enjoying this Memorial Day. It's been an amazing evening. We thank and we praise God for the opportunity. We thank God for these events and everything that is going on and everything that's about. We praise and we honor the Lord today because He is Lord, He is God, He is wonderful, and He is amazing. We thank God for army, military, veterans. We thank God because in all thy getting, the Lord says getting understanding. So we want to understand exactly, you know, what it is that they're doing for us. We need to always call into the news media, letting them know, hey, we don't want to hear about politics. Yes, that is vitally important. It is totally relevant. But we want to know about the men, the women, and the young men and the young women who are protecting and covering us. Hallelujah. We know that God is our protector. He is our deliverer. He's our seal. And He has given them and assigned them to be angels right here on earth. So we appreciate them for who they are. So we say Happy Memorial Day, and I was going to say Happy Valid Day because this is a valuable thing. They're out there risking their lives for you, and especially you and me, just so that we might be free. We're not Ukraine. We're not Russia. We're not Africa. Hallelujah. We're not Israel, but we are free, and whosoever the Son sets free is free indeed. And thank God for the intelligence and the artificial intelligence of the military. So the next time you see a serviceman or a servicewoman, allow them and let them know that you thank them. Next time you see a World War II veteran's head and an older man walking, thank you for serving in World War I. Thank you for serving in World War II. Thank you for serving in the military. Thank you for serving in the Civil War. Thank you for serving in Vietnam, because we still don't know what they had to go through, to get where they are today. Our topic this evening is thanking God that we're soldiers in the army of the Lord. We thank and we praise God for His grace and His mercy and for allotting us and allowing. We give praise and honor to God. We thank Him first and foremost because He is Lord. He is the head of our life. He is awesome and He is amazing and He is wonderful, and there's none like unto Him. We thank God for the rain that we had over the weekend. Hallelujah. We thank God because He is a good God. He is an awesome God. He is an amazing God, and without Him, we are nothing. And we better get this thing together, and we better get it together now to know that God is good. He has been good to us down through the years. We need to understand that we are flesh. We are mortal. We're nothing but dust and wind, mortal clay. And at any given time, the Lord is calling all and waiting on none. Stop shucking and jiving and get yourself together and be in the army. I'll never forget a passage of scripture, if I'm not mistaken, was saying where Moses was on the battlefield, and as long as he held his arms up, they won. And as he began to put his arms down, they lost. They would start losing the battle. Hallelujah. So he had other soldiers holding his arms up approximately, I want to say, all night long. Sometimes it takes all night long. We're travailing and we're praying and we're laying prostrate before the Lord, and we're fasting and we're consecrating. And that prayer for over 10 years still hasn't been answered. Did you leave it there? Did you give it to God? Were you sincere? Or were you praying amiss? Or were you praying for prosperity or some material thing? When are we going to get it together that it's about God and not about us? We got to pray and faint not and lift up the name of the Lord. We got to know it is He that has made us and not we ourselves. We got to stand on our titles or stand in the position of the title that God ordained us, because our gift is without repentance. And I thank and I praise God because He knows more than anything that our heart's desire and the desires of our heart. He knows what, when, and where. And we're grateful to the Lord Jesus. We thank Him and we praise Him for who He is in our lives. We got to get there, saints. It's about God. It is not about us. Hallelujah. We're serving in an army. We're at the end. We win. Hallelujah. Winning in this army is eternal life, and that's what we want to have. We want to have eternal life. We want to get what God has for us. God is good to us. Every time the enemy comes in like a flood, we're not defeated. Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you because you did it again. And you always will, and you always have. You're awesome and amazing, and you are a wonderful God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I never forget when the passage of scripture of Hezekiah, and he told God, he said, God, and he wasn't bragging or boasting. He just reminded God. He had, and we have to remind God, this is what I did in your name, not to be seen of men, but I just wanted men to see me praising and glorifying and magnifying your name, edifying your name for who you are. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the King of kings. Glory be to God. And remind God, God, I love you. I trust you when I couldn't trace you. I loved you beyond a shadow of a doubt. And yes, God, I did get weary and well done. God, I was in a backslidden state. But I got myself together through you, Lord Jesus. Not no means of my own, but it was you that brought me this far by faith. So we've got to be militant when it comes to the Lord Jesus. God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the good, the bad, the happy, the sad. Thank you for when things were rough. Thank you when we were down in the dumps. Thank you because we were in the valley, but told us he is the lily of the valley. He is the bright and the morning star. And without him, we are nothing. Saints of God, you got to know, hallelujah, who you are and whose you are. Stop being wavering. You got to be hot or cold. Don't allow the Lord to spew you out of his mouth. Glory be to God. And then connect with people. Hallelujah. Connect with the right kindred spirits of the Lord Jesus. Connect with those who are living a life that is pleasing to the Lord Jesus. And we're not so heavenly bound that we're no earthly good, but we want to be so earthly good that we are heavenly bound. We want to get it right with God. And if we've had a feud or a disagreement or a disappointment, so people bringing up things 30, 40, and 50 years ago, God, what did I do, God? What can I do to fix this, God? What can I do to make this right? Help me to stay in my lane. Help me to keep myself together, God. Holy Ghost, check me, for I mess around and let my flesh wreck me. Don't lose what God has so vividly given you. He gave you life this morning. He gave you life. He gave you the activity of your limbs. He gave you the blood running warm in your veins. And he did not have to do it, but he whispered and said, wake up, my child. Wake up, Carolyn. Wake up, Linda. That is what the Lord said. Hallelujah. He said, wake up, Jackie. Wake up, Sissy. He said, wake up, Devontae. He said, wake up, Jaden. Hallelujah. And we got to have an attitude of gratitude to know that beyond the shadow of a doubt that he is sweet. I know. I just want to thank God because in all that getting, we're to get an understanding of where we're going or where we're coming from and what we're doing and how we're doing it. Is this pleasing for Jesus or am I doing this to be seen of men? Do I want prosperity or do I want eternal gain? Hallelujah. The hope of this world is in you, Jesus. We got to get this thing, family that came together over the weekend. Were they there just so you could see that I got a Maserati, or you could see that my Volkswagen is pimped up, or you could see this and that? Well, were you really there? Hallelujah. And then you go back home to your separate world, and you don't even think about that person to call to check on them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. God, we bless your name today. Families, it is time to come together for awesomeness, for good tidings, glad tidings. I told God, please, no more funerals if it needs be, God. Make it not to be so, but let us go to weddings and family gatherings and family reunions and positive things, brunches and lunches, things of that magnitude. A lot and allow it to be so in the in the name of Jesus. God, do a new thing in our family members and our daughters and our sons, our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers. We grew up and we grew apart. One thinks that they're the big eye and the other one, you just... Oh, that's just Carolyn. I remember when. And what about now, though? Behold, God has brought a new thing in Carolyn's life. Behold, God has brought a new thing in Terry's life. Behold, God has taken those that are least and making them the greatest. He said, the least shall be the greatest in Linda's life. Hallelujah. In Stanley's life, in Henry's life, in Jamie's life. We got to get this thing. Don't just get delivered. Stay delivered. God, forgive me, for I have sinned and come short of the glory. Help me to realize that cussing and smoking and drinking all during the week and getting saved every Sunday. But if you have to do what you need to do for you. But get it, because he's on his way back. And I remember Apostle Bruce Allman saying, he's calling all and waiting on none. God is sick and tired of being sick and tired. And he wants us to get this thing right the first time so that we don't have to continuously do it over and over and over again. There's just a certain time in your life when you grow up, you let go of the milk, and you start eating the whole meat, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. Eat the whole meat, saints of God. Stop, oh, me, and they hurt me. Find somewhere else to go and say, Lord, keep me in the hedges and highways until you, for your appointed time. Not about me, but it's about winning souls. God, I just want to be real. I don't want to be here for no thrill and then lose my whole entire life. What can my money get me? Because it can't get me to heaven, but it can sure enough get me to hell. Hallelujah. I don't want a front seat in hell. I don't want to burn forever. Brimstones and fire, glory to God, and magnets eating at my flesh. And I'm burning eternally forever for the rest of the days of my life. Lord, help me to get this thing and get it right the first time so I don't mess up again. I keep messing up, God. I keep going back, and I keep sleeping with Bernard, and I keep sleeping with Ezra, and I keep sleeping with Adrian, God. And I've got a lustful demon spirit, God, a sexual demon spirit, God. Help me to be celibate and to fall in love with you and fall in love with myself and love me again, God. That's being militant. Hallelujah. I'm saving myself for Jesus. I'm saving myself so that when Jesus sees me, he'll say, okay, you can go ahead now, Carolyn. I found someone for you, because he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtain a favor of the Lord. Be military. Be militant. Be like the veterans. Be like the soldiers of the Lord. Have a memorial. I pledge today, hallelujah, that I will not sin again. I will not do this, that, or the other, God. I'm not going to be wishy-washy up today and down to when, where, how, God. Continue to bless my coming and bless my going, God. Every time I turn around, you keep on blessing me in spite of myself, God. The job that I asked for, you gave it to me, God. It's ministry, and I'm ministering to people and being ministered to every day. There's not a day on the job that I'm not being ministered to, and I'm thanking you, God. A lot of us have children that are looking for jobs that need to go to school, God. Make a way for them to get the grants and the loans and the scholarships, God, and not even have to pay it back in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask these children from the 6th to the 7th to the 9th to the 11th grade, have you gotten yourself ready for college already? Be militant. Be military. Get this stuff right now. Don't wait until your senior year and then decide, oh, well, let me find a college because it might be too late. But if you go about it right now, get ready for tomorrow today. It's just like going to work, getting your clothes ready today for school tomorrow, for work tomorrow, or for the interview, or for the court even. And ask God to let favor rest upon you, because favor still ain't fair. Let his grace and his mercy, his unmerited favor rest upon your life. You better be acting. You better be, stop acting like, oh, well, if I get it, I get it. If I don't, no, honey. You better get this thing right. Hallelujah. It's time out for the foolishness. It's time out for the things of the world. Don't worry about the world. We are in this world, but we're not of this world. This world is horrible. But I don't mind being in it because I know who I am and I know whose I am in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And you better know who you are in Christ Jesus. There are certain things we just cannot do. And you're going to be in a drunken state and then you want to minister to me? You just took a puff? If that's your thing, that's your thing. If that's how you live, that's you and God, you and God. But as for me and my house, I just want to be saved for real. I want to do what I want God to catch me every time doing the right thing, witnessing and not being manipulative and not manipulating others. Well, you know, girl, if you come in, you're going to be favored, girl. You'll be an ugly. You ain't got no, it's not about clicks or clanks or any of that. It's about telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because the Lord says no liar will tarry in his sight. Honey, get yourself together. God is raising a nation that will obey. Will you be a part of this nation today? Lord, I want to love you like unconditional, like Jesus loved me. You knew the hairs. He knew the hairs on my head. That's a good God. That's a loving Father. That's a kind Master. And he loved me enough to tell me, Carolyn, get it right. Make it right, Carolyn. Apologize to those that need to be apologized to. And I'm like, God, you take me way back. But I still thank him. And I pray, and it gets hard, get a little rough, you get a little stubborn, but you got to do what's pleasing. You got to do for God, not for man, and not to let others see you doing it. You got to do it, believe it, receive it, and settle it in your spirit. Young man killed my nephew, and my sister was always saying her son, this man killed her son, but she loved on him. I don't know what it would take for me to get there. I pray to be ready. I pray to be able to do that beyond a shadow of a doubt, but I'm not sure if I could, and there are others. I can forgive you. I just want to move forward, which means I do not want to deal with something like that, God. But then I got to look at it this way. That's a soul. Oh, okay. So the Lord leads and guides you. Don't push yourself in a situation, and don't put yourself in a situation that is awkward unless the Lord leads and guides you. Lord, lead and guide us to these things. A lot of times in ministry, we want to go minister, and we happy, 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 and joy, joy, joy. But did God tell you to do that? Or is your flesh saying, girl, you better go on over there and get this so you know you got that soul for them? No, because what you could do is push them further away. There are people who are mentally ill, mentally depressed, suppressed, and oppressed. There are people who are going around killing because they can and have not yet even been caught. Oh, God. And we're working with them. We're on the trolley and the buses and subways with them. We're commuting with them. We're beside them in other vehicles. And we don't even know what they did. I think about the minister when I was incarcerated that killed his wife and went on to Bible study that night with the wife in the trunk of the car. And the young men kept telling me there was a hole in the jail where they couldn't really see us, but they could hear us, and they would hear me singing and praying. And at a certain time of night, apparently it was the time that he killed his wife, he would have to minister. And they said, we're so tired. We know, you know, what he's going through, you know, a lot, but Jesus. And I began to pray, and as I began to pray, within a week or two, he settled down. But I was in a horrible place. I was left there really to die. Not even my loved ones cared or loved me enough to get me out. If anything, they were glad that I was there. So they didn't have to be bothered with me. And that my husband had my children. But God had a way that was mighty plain. God took that which is evil and turned it around for my good. And I bless his name and I thank him for that because it didn't have to be so. 41 jails, but God lifted me up and lifted me out. And he took that little girl called Carolyn and he had me minister to men and women. We even had a transgender in there and he couldn't go in with the men, so they brought him in with us. My God, I'm talking military tonight. But I stood my ground. Glory be to God. And I told God, for God I live and for God I die. God, I thank you for the good, the bad, the happy, and the sad. And I thank God that he made a way out of no way just for me. He did not have to do it, but I'm so glad that he did. And a lot of people could not have walked in my shoes. And I said, God, why is my life an open book? Why do things always have to happen to me? What did I do so bad? I loved you from a little girl. I was saved from 11 to 16, and I allowed the enemy to come in and steal my joy. But oh, when I got in my 40s, I said, Lord, if you just let me stay out here until I'm 40 and do everything I want to do, and big enough to do, I said, I'll come back to you. And it was rough. It was horrible, was homeless, strung out on drugs, almost lost my son, went through changes with the child's father, could have died of AIDS or HIV because it was in the 80s, and it was out there, sleeping with men I didn't even know. But God, I wanted a piece of the world, and I moved to a place where I said, hey, they won't know me. They don't know anything about me. And I'll never forget an old lady on the bus. She told me, she said, baby, you run, but you can't hide. And I looked for that woman in my entire time on the bus with my child. I never saw her get on the bus, never saw her get off the bus. But the words that she said to me, baby, you can run, but you can't hide. Because I felt like if I went to the big old city of Washington, D.C., beautiful black people loved it, that Jesus would not care enough to love me to even see me or care about me. But he said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I am married to the backslider. And indeed, he's married to us, everyone. Pray for your friends that are backslidden slaves, those that are going back, those that want to be secular and contemporary, those that want to live one foot in the church and one foot. That's a dangerous game to play. You better know for sure that God said, is this what you really want? I loved someone and made them a god. Didn't know I was even making them an idol. I said, oh, my goodness. He said, you put that before me. I said, oh, Lord. I said, I'm so sorry. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first found you, God. Give me another chance, another dance, another stand. Help me to see myself. Take the scales off of me. Help me to be or take a chill pill and go somewhere and sit down and be still. Give me a praise on my lips, my hips, and my fingertips. Bring me up and bring me out. God, let my children say, Mama, I need you to pray for me. Mama, you going to church today. Hallelujah. I need my kids to say, Mama, I see a change in you. Because they are the most important ones in my life. And I was mean and cruel to them. I was abusive to my children, not knowing of the depression that was going on in my head. I was about to lose my mind, and I couldn't even talk to my four saved sisters because they were living their plush lives, and I didn't want to bother them, and I don't think they want to be bothered. And that's what you got to know about saints of God. Sometimes you can't tell them everything. Sometimes just tell Jesus. If you heard the old mother sing the song, just tell Jesus. And I had to tell Jesus everything and all things. And I had to make it right and I had to make it plain. I couldn't be funky with it. I had to be real. God is me, oh Lord. I'm standing, I'm kneeling, I'm laying prostrate in the need of prayer. I need you like I never needed you before. I couldn't even tell my mother what was going on because she did not understand what my hurt was. And it was from a little girl that had extended and become so infuriated. I was taking that out on anyone. I was angry. Glory be to God. Because of the love that I never received from those who I thought loved me. And instead of me saying, yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. And I couldn't think about my first love, which was Jesus Christ. And when I came back to my first love and I realized no one can love you like Jesus. No one can do you like Jesus. When family members walk away, when your best friends stop calling you, good God Almighty, when your enemies and your foes and your frenemies start coming around, you better know something is up. Something going on. Something is going on, God. You still got to walk out with a smile on your face and your heart is torn into a million pieces and your soul is crying on the inside. What must I do? Where do I go? And you have pastors that you love and you care about and you do what you're supposed to do as a member of the body of Christ and they use and abuse you. You got to say, God, set the captive free, God. Set me free. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the hedges and the highways ministry because without it, I do not know where I would be. I'm able as an evangelist to travel to whatever church or whatever mission or whatever organization I want to go to. And I'm happy about that thing. And I thank God that he's going to place me soon where he wants me to be. A lot of people say, come over here. I need you, girl. I have needed you, da-da-da. And all they do is want to sit you there and silence you. And then they may pull you out the corner when they feel deemed so. So know who the members, know who God has favored in your life and know who you are favoring in your life. I'm telling you, we got to be real. We have to be military. Pull up the ranks. Put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. Put on the breastplate. Put on the shod. Do what you need to do. Because at any given time, you could wake up and you're not even here on earth, but you're standing before the Lord Jesus being judged and the angel in the book of life, and God says, I never knew you. And you're like, but God, I did this. And don't you remember the revival and the soul that was saving and the people that I've ministered to? I never knew you. Depart from me, you son of iniquity. And you're like, oh, my God. So get it together. Know who you are and know whose you are. Trust to believe, to receive, and settle it in your spirit, man. Sometimes that means separating yourself from each and every one, whether it's your child or your mother, your father, your friend. Separate yourself. And even as we go in the prayer conferences and the prayer ministries, the virtual ministries, be careful for nothing. Don't get caught up in some mess, or they'll make a message out of you. Go through the test so that you'll have a testimony. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, we say thank you. We thank you because you brought us today this far by faith, and we don't take it for granted, but we thank you for what it is you're doing, God. We thank you for even when we're at work, you're still with us. We thank you for when we're home in our leisure, and our children and nobody's around, that you are still with us, God. We thank you because you are a good God, that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask. God, we ask for more mercy and grace, God. Take us this far by faith. Raise up a nation that will obey. Let us be this nation again, God. Bring love back to the apostolic atmosphere again. In the mighty name of Jesus, do it for your glory. We love you, God. We thank you, God. Have your way today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, take that which is evil and turn it around for our good. Keep us, God. Strengthen us for such a time as this. Have your way, as only you can do. Have your way, God. Continue to bless our coming and bless our going, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we need you. Have your way. We're living in the last days while the evil days come. Now, God, we just want to wake up in our right mind to do what it is that you would have us to do. Help us not to dwell on flesh or earthly things, God, but help us to dwell on heavenly things so that we can be heavenly bound, God. Let us do it right the first time so that we don't keep making a mess and trying to do it ourselves, God. Holy Ghost, continue to be with us from the crown of our head to the very soles of our feet, God, even in the material things, even in our finances, God. Bring our monies, God. Release, God, our monies, God, in the name of Jesus. Release everything that the devil stole, God. Give it back to us 100-fold, not 30, not 60, but 100-fold in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen us for such a time as this so that we can help others, so that we can go to the other nations and tell them about you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For we thank you for being who you are, because you are Jesus, you are God, you are Lord of lords, you are King of kings, and we glorify your name. God, we just want to say thank you. And all by getting, you said, to get an understanding. Help us to get this thing, God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew within us a right spirit and a righteous spirit. Those that have gone astray, those that we have pushed away, God, forgive us, God. For we all have sinned and come short of the glory, God. Keep us as the apple of your eye. Hide us under the shadow of your almighty wing. Teach us your ways, God, your concepts and your precepts. Teach us to do right. It's just right to do right. And let us know that even though we did everything right, treated our neighbors right, God, we must be saved. Help us to read the scripture, Psalms 23, Romans 10, 9 through 11, God, Proverbs 3 and 16. Help us to get this thing, God. Help us to acknowledge you in all our ways so that you can direct our path, God. Help us to abhor that which is evil and to cleave to that which is good. In the name of Jesus, God, teach us for such a time as this. We pray now, God, that you will be with us and guide us, God, the rest of this week, the rest of this day, the rest of this year, the rest of these months, God, because Christmas is almost here again. And what have we done lately that you should do anything for us? But have mercy on us, oh God. Creating us to do what you would have us to do in the mighty name of Jesus. And we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. For you are God all by yourself, God. You don't need no matches. You're fire all by yourself. dwell within us. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray that I've helped someone today. I've enriched someone in their lives. Oh, God, and we seek you to do what you would have us to do, God. You've been good to us, God. Continue to keep us, God. Continue to assign angels to keep over us and watch over us and fight our battles, God. In the name of Jesus. We love you, we adore you, and we appreciate you, God. And remember that I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. Just love me back. That agape love, which is the unconditional love. You may not like everything I say or I do, but know that at such a time as this, the appointed time, the word that I give you is straight from God, not me. Not man, woman, boy, no, it's from God. And I'm going to continue to do so until the Lord says change, until the Lord says, okay, this is not, I'm going to give you what God gives me because I'm saved, sanctified, baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost, and that in a burning fire. Burn up everything in me that's not like you, God. Help me to continue to stand on your word. I love you all. And remember to love, to heal, forgive, live, and move forward. Strive, thrive, survive, to stay alive. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. God bless you and God keep you. Until Friday, noon prayer. Amen. And good night. Again, thank you for allotting and allowing me to be on Crown Drum Talking Radio.